hoping that you understand. You ain't the man to tell you in demand. Just pray to God we keep you in the plan. You ain't the man to tell you in it.
Hey there, welcome to Time Out with Ty, episode 51. We're here this week with, I think this is his third time on the podcast. He's going to be mad at me if I'm wrong. Is it? Okay.
I'm actually, hold on, before you even introduce, actually, you know what, introduce me first, never mind.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for your permission. I have recording artist, overall genius, rapper, producer, all sorts of things, piano player, singer, underrated tweeter, Joey Burbs.
I appreciate that last one. I'm pretty proud of my tweets, but.
My intro is like back in the day, and I'm coming up on a year now, so I could say back in the day. Back in the day, I was known for having like real like pump up intros, and I kind of got away from that, and I want to get back to that. So
get back to it. I'm glad you're starting with me.
Yeah. So how's it going?
It's going well. I'm a little mad at you, to be honest.
Yeah, because we were supposed to do this like a week ago.
I was supposed to be number 50. Like
solid. I know. I wanted you to be.
And then you weren't on top of your shit, and now I wasn't. Number 51.
51 so, is good though. Like, there were 151 Pokemon.
When have they ever celebrated the 51st year? When have they ever celebrated?
There's 151 Pokemon.
Yeah, well, maybe get me on the 151st one then. We'll
I will. You can be the Mew there's of Time 50. Out with Ty.
Isn't it Mewtwo? Oh no, it's
Mew. No, right. Mew, don't trip on my Pokemon knowledge.
True, Pokemon. All right, I'll give you that one. But I appreciate you and all you've done there. I see. I got some. Beef earlier from the podcast we had where you're calling me out for not making a song and two days later I dropped a song.
I enjoyed that. So I wish you would have name dropped me in your Blackbird jazzy cover thing.
If you are on YouTube, which everyone is, how about you go look up Joey Burbs and you can check out my Blackbird by the Beatles cover.
Do you hear my, so you listen all the way through then, you hear my shout outs? Absolutely. Do you like how at first it was all organized and most of the time now I'm like soundcloud.com/Joey Burbs. Just Google Joey Burbs. Like you're the only, it's like me. Like I'm the only Ty Windish. If you Google me, you will find me.
Google me. Google's your friend.
Oh, that was a little J right there.
Jay-Z line.
We're going to get to rap later, I think. This is how Joey said, talk to me about what he wanted to record about. He said, I got my top 25 NBA list, and then I want to get into a debate about a thing.
I know less than every single person that's ever been on this podcast about the NBA, but I will give you the best takes out of anyone that's ever been on your pod.
Is that? No, I don't think that's. That I don't know. It's a very NBA-centric podcast. You might. I don't know if you know less than everyone else. You know a lot about the NBA.
I know more about basketball than them.
That's true. You could be Coach Joey someday.
This is true. Have you ever had any ex-athletes on the pod yet? So I got that going for me.
Yeah, no, that's that. I think you see, I'd have to check. Like Charks, Jonathan Charks from The Ringer. I don't know. I'd have to do background checks. I know Ben can hoop, I think.
I'm not trying to hear your facts right now.
That's fine. But you sent me your top 25 list, and then we'll have a debate about a thing. So yep. We'll see. But let's go through the list. Here's 1 through 5. What I want to do is go through 5 by 5. And I don't have a list yet. I might do one. I might not. But I just want to go through 5 by 5 and
all right.
Talk about.
Are you talking about yours or am I talking about mine?
I mean, you can talk about your like. If you let's do this. I'll read them 5 by 5, and you tell me why you did it, and then I'll tell you why I disagree.
Okay, so you just already disagree.
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, would it be fun if I like wow, 1 through 25, Joy, you nailed it. No, that wouldn't be fun.
I think it would be smart of you.
Let's see. All right, 1 through 5. LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, Kawhi Leonard.
It's a very solid list to start off. I don't think there's any debating number one as of right now.
I don't either. He won't win MVP, but I don't either.
I mean, he doesn't need to.
No, he doesn't.
Finals
he doesn't.
MVP, you already know.
Yeah.
So, Steph Curry, number two. I mean, just because he got beat by LeBron, I think if...
You know, I would switch 2 and 3.
You would have Kevin Durant ahead of Steph Curry even after the season Steph had last year?
Kevin Durant is a ridiculously good defender, and he's going to look a lot better at rebounding on this team. And I think.
Did you see Steph Curry playing defense in the preseason the other day?
No, I didn't. Was it bad or good?
It was amazing.
I believe in Steph Curry's defense, but Steph Curry is 6'3", Kevin Durant 6'10".
Oh, I'm like potential-wise, you'd think, obviously, Kevin Durant. But as of this moment, I'm going Steph.
I think LeBron, KD, Steph. So we mostly agree. Russell Westbrook, Kawhi Leonard is a fun little group right there.
You agree with 4 and 5?
I think Kawhi should be top 5. I'm not sold on Russ. I don't know. Russ is always tough for me. I'm always have trouble with Russ because you know I'm an efficiency guy and he's not very efficient, but he's so damn good.
He's so good. You can't. If I need a bucket, I'm still not choosing him number one. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
no.
Fine with that, but no. He's definitely top five in the league if I need a bucket.
Yeah, probably. I'm mostly okay with this top five.
Solid.
I don't think it's outlandish. I agree with number one still. I think after that finals, you can't.
4 for 5, baby.
Well, I mean, mostly.
We're 2 for 5.
I mean, like, on the five players, I think that's very – it's hard to not agree that those five are the top five.
I can dig it.
So let's do 6 through 10. Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin.
Ooh, I feel like you're about to go in on me.
I might. I like AD this high. You're like, woke for that. People forget about Anthony Davis.
Yeah, he was like the number one in that GM poll who you'd start a franchise with. Like a year ago, he was unanimously number one almost, and now he was like an afterthought now.
It's because of Towns. That's what it is. Everyone's obsessed with their Towns new toy.
Somewhere.
You'll see. He is. He's down here. But I have no problem with AD that high. He can literally do anything.
Yep. Except for walk.
Okay. Oh, God. Well, I want to get sound effects on this pod. That's I want shots fired for that. There we go. We got it now.
No, that was a horrible. that was a horrible designer. Yeah.
That was good. That wasn't bad.
That was all right. All right, next. This is where you're hating on me.
Yeah, I think Kyrie's too high.
Kyrie is a bucket getter and has the best handles in the league.
He's for sure up there with the best bucket getters and the best handles. But
he's got better handles than Kyrie. I'm not saying that's like obviously not like an indicator of the best players, but that's just
no. I think Curry and Harden are both in that group.
I think they're sub, but I think
it's close. It's close.
Defensively, obviously, he leaves something to be desired, but
yeah, so does Harden.
Absolutely,
but I think Harden offers more on offense. Personally, like Harden's efficiency is ridiculous.
Right.
I like Harden. Like I did a piece defending Harden. I really like Harden. I think Kyrie's. I don't know who's a better defender between them.
James Harden guarded me in an open gym once.
How'd it go?
Well, I didn't.
He didn't try, right? Did he try?
I don't know. He's just a tank. He wasn't.
He's so solid.
He's so big. You don't even think he's that big on TV or when you're watching, but he's huge.
Is there a two guard bigger than James Harden? Like girth wise, not height.
Solid word choice. I don't know. I'd have to think about it. Probably not.
Like it's like I don't think there's a point guard more solid than Kyle Lowry.
Westbrook.
I mean, Westbrook's like he's got like that wiry muscle. Like he's obviously muscular, but like in terms, well, I mean, I guess Lowry's slimmed down now.
Nah, bro.
I don't know. Westbrook never seemed like when I say girth, when I'm talking about a man.
What are you talking about, Ty?
I am referring to like wide shoulders and like big arms and chest. Like I feel like Russell's a little wirier. I mean, he's big for a point guard, obviously.
And you think Kyle Lowry is bigger than him in that sense of the word?
I mean, I think if you look at like pre-slim down Kyle Lowry, he was huge.
Huge girth.
Kyle. Oh my God. I didn't even mean to. I'm just going to carry on.
Let's move on.
Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. It's hard to have a problem with. Like, they're both really good.
Mm-hmm.
This is the part of the list. Like, I think the top five is the easy part. And then, like, 6 through 12, I always have problems with.
Always. They're, like, interchangeable almost at some points.
The second tier is hard. I value defense a lot. I might put, even though he's old, I might put Paul above Kyrie and Harden for now.
I disagree, but I can definitely see where you're coming from there.
So that's 2-10. I might move Blake down a tier. I would move Blake down a tier.
Okay.
Let's talk about the next tier and then bring it back a little.
My 11 through 15 here.
Yeah. Well, is it 11 through 15 or 16? 15. Who cares? The next five on the list are Klay Thompson, Paul George, Damian Lillard, DeMarcus Cousins, and Draymond Green.
Ugh.
Did it hurt you to put Draymond Green there? I know you don't like Draymond Green.
I hate Draymond Green.
Except who do you hate more?
I'm starting to not hate him as much because the Cavs beat him already. So, like, all the anger and pent-up aggression I had is gone a little bit just because I'm so happy that the Cavs won.
Yeah. Who do you hate more, KG or Draymond Green?
Oh, that's so tough.
I know you hate KG. This blindsided me because I hit you up like during KG retirement party or whatever. And I was like, oh, look at this KG thing. And I instantly just get back like, no, I hate KG.
I hate Draymond Green more because it's been more personal for me, I think. He's been getting in the way of LeBron's. And he did lose to them in the Eastern Conference semifinals, I think, one year. But,
oh, KG, you mean?
Yeah. But it feels more personal, and Draymond's more of like a – Draymond's not as good as Kevin Garnett either. It's just like annoying to me.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, how bad would it be if, like, take Draymond's personality and put it in Steph, who's like amazing? How hateable of a player is that?
That'd be sick.
I want that.
Yeah.
When was the last time we had that? Like Jordan?
No, Jordan was like, Jordan wasn't Draymond. Draymond Green's got a whole just.
Jordan was like, if you weren't a Jordan fan, I feel like Jordan could have been detestable.
Nah,
I don't know. Maybe that's too hot of a take.
He was more cocky than he was.
Yeah.
Like an asshole.
Yeah. I suppose. I don't think Jordan did cheap shots. I could be wrong, but I don't
Jordan's
think you're
not
right.
Throwing the leg out like that.
Yeah. Steph says some cocky stuff sometimes.
I'm okay with cocky. I'm just not okay with like being an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. We've never really had a. I think that's more of an NFL thing. Like in the NFL, if you play dirty and like you're good enough, people are just like, that's good.
Shout out Odell Beckham.
I don't think you could say he plays dirty.
No, that was just kind of because I like Odell Beckham.
Yeah. Then he's going too far with the net thing.
I think it's done now. It was funny the first time where he.
Yeah, the hug was funny. I think that's when it stopped being funny. Yeah, the proposal was dumb. The
proposal was stupid. I guess if you score two touchdowns, though.
You can do what you want. Well, we had this conversation today in the newsroom, and we were talking about.
The newsroom.
Yeah, that's a just drop that the newsroom
name drop.
But we were talking about like if you think about it, like I think this applies to Chris Brown too. Like you will lose like respect at your career, your job if you have done like detestable things. But even if you're really like Chris Brown, I think would be irrelevant if he wasn't exceptionally talented. Like people would have completely phased him out after the Rihanna thing. I think Ben Roethlisberger, the same thing. Like Ben Roethlisberger's done a lot of pretty, like been reported to do a lot of like things where you go, oh, that's not good. But he's like so good. Like he's an MVP level quarterback for like half the year every year. Like there's like this weird thing where like you can't be top tier, but you can be pretty close.
I mean, I don't think that really has to do with like the level of it, but I agree that probably wrongly and not justly that, I mean, especially in music, if you are talented enough and are making good enough songs, people will eventually forget, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, sports too. Mike Vick came back from jail and he was still fast and everyone was fine with it.
True.
I mean, like, I'm not saying no one deserves a second chance.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Like, if you perform well enough, people forget. But if you suck, people like Johnny Manziel will never live down. And he didn't like what was his crime? Just like being immature, essentially.
Pretty much.
Like, I don't think he broke any real drugs or whatever. But like any like actual like laws. Like there was no like victims of Johnny Manziel as far as I'm aware of. Wait, no, maybe there was.
What should my scandal be to get me popping?
Does that work?
I don't know. Maybe if I was like I don't know. What should I do?
What's a Houston crime?
I mean, I don't know. Shout out Houston right now. This is the first podcast we've done in Houston. The rest have been in Wisconsin.
Yeah, usually you're in the Wisconsin studio.
And now we're in the Houston.
We're so off track.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we were doing NBA stuff.
Yeah, we are. I think Clay and Paul George should be higher. They're both in your third tier, basically. I think, like, they're such good two-way players.
I agree, but sometimes they both disappear.
Yeah, that's fair. Especially, I was going to say especially Paul George. Because here's the difference. Like, even if they disappeared at the same rate or Clay disappeared a little bit more, Clay was a second dog, and now he's a third dog. So, like, that's acceptable.
Potentially a fourth, honestly.
What, for Iggy?
No, for Draymond.
No, I think Klay gets prioritized over Draymond. Like, he's going to get more shots than Draymond.
I like Klay a lot better than Draymond as a player, but
Squidward's house.
There's going to be times when Draymond has the ball.
Yeah. I think Draymond's assist totals are going to go down. I don't think I talked to you about this, but I think Kevin Durant's going to run the ball
sure.
a lot.
I think Draymond Green gets hurt the most by the Kevin Durant trade.
Yeah. This is, like, I was saying that too, and I was saying if they had to get rid of someone, it'd be Draymond. But they do need
Draymond
him.
Or Draymond?
I say Draymond, but I don't know.
Okay. I just have been catching that little syllabic difference.
Yeah, I say Draymond. I don't know if it's right or wrong. Draymond Green. Draymond Green.
Do you?
Shoot or shoot. But they still need him to guard centers because they don't want KD doing that.
No.
Not with his feet and legs. Keep him away from centers.
15 to me feel like, I don't know. Damian Lillard is crazy offensively sometimes. But
Damian Lillard, here's the thing with Damian Lillard. He is one tick less than James Harden on offense and on defense. Ooh, that's what he is.
That was a shot.
That, I mean, no, it's true. I mean, look, that's still a really good player. Like, that's still one of the better offensive players, but just his defense is bad. It's like, statistically, it's worse than James Harden. James Harden's defense is bad, but not abhorrent.
James Harden just has like the anti-highlight plays.
Where yeah, I mean, he's not he doesn't hold up as like an amazing defender, like statistically either. But yeah, his lapses are the worst.
Right. Agreed.
The thing about the difference between like a guard who can't play defense and a center is that like if you're a guard and you lose your guy, it can get picked up. Whereas if you're a center and you just cannot rotate, then that's like an automatic bucket.
Right.
Like, if Harden misses a guy, he still has to get through Clint Capela and whoever else is on the court.
Shout out the granny shot.
Is that what – is Clint Capela doing that?
Yeah, he's got the granny free throws.
I knew someone was. I forgot who it was. Good for him. Why not?
Why wouldn't, like, Shaq and those guys do it who couldn't
– Well, you know, Shaq's ego. Yeah, that's why he wouldn't do it. That's why Dwight won't do it.
Dwight looked good today. I watched a preseason game for a minute. He was shooting free throws for the Hawks. I was like, okay, Dwight.
Well, I've always heard Dwight could shoot in the gym, but then during games, he couldn't. Is Dwight the biggest head case, like, the last generation?
When you take into account talent and things of that
nature? Yeah, like there's been, like, well, I guess Sprewell would be the generation before now.
I don't know, because when you think about what Dwight Howard, you say he's a head case, but then you look at the stats, and he still averages 15 and 12.
Oh, yeah, no, he's good. But, like, did you, I don't know, do you read Ringer stuff at all?
Shea Serrano, pretty much. That's it.
You should check out, I'm going to get his name wrong, which is the worst because he's been on the podcast, but Network.
Shout out Network, who gave me a shout out.
Yeah, that was a good shout out. You should sample that. Jason Concepcion. Concepcion. I'm so, honestly, they need to stop me.
Who goes?
But anyway, he wrote a piece about Dwight, and it was basically... Like, Dwight is like, what?
Sorry, go ahead.
Dwight's like the forgotten member of like the banana boat generation. Like, if you look at like the banana boat, it's like Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade, LeBron, Carmelo. Like, the fifth position, like the greats of the era at center is Dwight. And he basically wrote that Dwight is a really good pick and roll center and always has been.
Mm-hmm.
But Shaq and others, but primarily Shaq, have got in his head that you're not like a true center unless you like try to post up. So right. Dwight has consistently tried to get more post touches. He's good but not great at that, even though his greatest strength has always been pick. Like, he's really good at pick and rolls. So, like, right. The thing for the Hawks this year is, like, will he buy into doing pick and rolls? How long will he do them? And that's why imagine if, like, you had a player like Stephen Curry and he's this good at threes, but Steph is like, no, I'm more of a fan of 16-footers. Like, I feel more comfortable inside the arc. Like, no, Steph, like, you could make 400 threes. Well, yeah, but, you know, a real point guard plays closer to the basket. Like, it's almost like that.
So Shaq is ruining lives is what you're trying to say.
Yes. That was kind of the element. And
is Dwight Howard a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you got to think the Basketball Hall of Fame is easy to get into.
True.
Because it's not just NBA.
Yeah.
So if he, I don't know. Was Dwight Howard in college?
Nope. Straight to pros.
Straight to pros. So he won't get anything there. Well, maybe he won't get much then because I don't think he was ever really an Olympics guy.
True.
So he won't get much help, actually. I don't think high school helps.
We've gone way too deep into Dwight Howard because he's later in my list.
Oh, yeah. I have another Dwight thing to say, but I'll wait till there.
Wait for that one then.
Yeah. Was Dame the last one I read?
Yeah.
No. I read Boogie and Draymond.
Okay, cool.
Boogie, let's talk about Boogie.
I mean, I don't have any opinion on him.
No, you have no opinion on Boogie?
I think he's amazing, but then I think...
Okay. Well, see, some people don't like him.
I don't... See, it's interesting because you look at what he can do. I mean, you look at the USA team even, and he was starting and doing really well there. But then he comes to the Kings, and I don't know exactly what changes, you know?
I mean, if you look at, like, this is how I feel about centers in today's offense, in the modern NBA, is they need shooters. No, they're not. They need shooters.
Just kidding.
I mean, this is the weird thing is Boogie, like, shot over 30% from three last year. Like, I remember I was covering the Kings at the very beginning of the season and over the summer. And I would like write these articles and it'd be like, Boogie's actually trying to shoot threes in the preseason. You know, I highly doubt it'll be a regular season thing, but he's trying to. I thought it was a joke. Right. And he actually shot 30% from like over 30 from deep for the season from three. I'm like a three or two a game, I want to say.
Solid.
Like he can do almost, he's a really good defender. He's an underrated defensive player. He's had like 20 point guards and 15 coaches in his time there. And I think consistency is an underrated aspect of NBA basketball. You can probably speak to this as a player. Like, I don't know how it was like for you, especially in high school. But like, did you have like the same coaching for most of your time in high school? No, well, no, you switched.
Not at all, no.
You switched from Dominican to Port. Really? So did you have
Dominican freshman year.
Yeah.
Okay, sophomore and junior year were the same coaches. But then senior year, I had a different coach. So I had different coach three out of my four high school years, and then my 2 years in college I had different coaches both years.
So do you think, like, I don't know if you remember, but like, was it easier to start the year your junior year when it was the same coaches, same scheme?
Yeah, I would say there was definitely not as much
like you skip a step at the start of the year, right? Instead of like learning everything, it's like, all right, we can have to integrate new guys, but we can get going.
But at the same time, this is like their job. They're gonna be there in the preseason. They're gonna be working together, getting things. I mean, obviously chemistry is something that you're gonna have to develop actually in game. So that's one thing that you're gonna be behind on. But as far as like schematic things, if that's what you're talking about, I don't think that that's as big a deal as.
Well, part of it is they've ran stupid. Like, I remember last year, George Karl was their coach. I think he lasted all year somehow. And mind you, during the summer, he tried to get Boogie traded, like, for months, which is why. Like, that's their whole team.
Snake in the grass.
Yeah, snake in the grass. But the thing about it is that he wanted to run, like, a quick offense. Like, they would play with, like, 12-second shot clocks in camps. Just they were used to playing fast.
No one could shoot.
No one could shoot. And you have a center. Like, right. You have your best player is a center. Like, this, like, Greg Popovich is the best coach in the NBA because he develops to his players. Like, he will build a team, a scheme around his best players. If your best player is, I mean, Boogie can shoot, but he's clearly best with his back to the basket. Why would you not build, like, a more Memphis-style offense? You don't need to slow it down that much. But, like, why are you encouraging Rudy Gay and Marco Bellinelli to take quick shots when you have DeMarcus Cousins?
I have no response. I agree.
It's ridiculous. So I think Boogie in the right situation is a player who you can win a title with if you have one more star and then another very good player.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You just need to build around him a little bit.
Well, that being said, I think they should trade him.
To who?
That's the question. I'm not sure exactly. I don't know who gives you – I don't know who's left that wants him after the Celtics sign Horford, who has the firepower to get him. But I'm sure you could work out a deal with someone, I would hope. Their best player besides Boogie might just be Willie Cauley-Stein, who's also a center.
Right.
I really like Willie Cauley-Stein. He's a fantastic center for the modern NBA. And to be honest, they do not have the pieces to build a contender around Boogie while he's young enough to be a featured star. They just don't.
Why is his nickname Boogie?
I think it's just something that's been with him since he was a kid. I'm not positive. Boogie Cousins.
I need you to get on that inside information for me.
I will find out. But like, you just look at like their roster. Like their second best player besides Cauley-Stein is like what, Rudy Gay?
Who? Did you know he doesn't play with contacts? His vision is horrible.
That would explain some of his shooting percentages.
That's a real thing. That's like me in eighth grade. I couldn't get my contacts in. And like, I was still good growing up, I guess. But then I put them in and it was like a whole new world. I was like, oh,
he just hasn't. Why doesn't he use them?
I don't know. You should ask Rudy.
Yeah, I'll call him up. Hey, Rudy, I just bashed you on my podcast. Tell me about your contacts.
Rudy, put your eyes in.
But no, like that's your not, come on. It's your next best player, Darren Collison. They're not good. They won't be good in time. What'd you say?
And they have the little Steph Curry.
Yeah, no, they don't.
What happened to him?
They didn't offer him a contract, and he went to Dallas.
Well, that's.
Yeah, like he might have been one of their best, like seven players.
I remember and they let him leave. Had like six threes or something. I was like,
he tore up the D League. Like he can shoot.
Well, hopefully he and Harrison Barnes can do good things in Dallas.
Yeah, man, I feel bad for the Kings because they like Kings fans deserve better. Like there was, did you see any of this Vivek stuff? Their owner?
No, I did not.
He like did this like interview talking about like the past, and basically it was all just throwing people who are no longer with the Kings under the bus, and he had to do an apology for it.
Solid professionalism.
Right? Like he blamed like the Stauskas pick and everything else on just like everyone else who was there at the time, and it's just like, oh, come on, man.
Even Stauskas?
Stauskas.
What did he do?
Do you know, I think they traded two picks to get rid of Stauskas and some other expensive guys.
So it didn't work out in the long run there, huh?
Well, they used that money to get Marco Bellinelli and Rajon Rondo, so how can you pass that up?
Well, there you go.
Let's move to the next part, because this is just getting depressing now. I feel so bad for the Kings people.
16-20.
Yes. LaMarcus Aldridge, Carmelo Anthony, Kevin Love, Jimmy Butler, and my guy Karl Anthony Towns.
I'm killing it so far. I'm like almost. I'm probably like 19 for 20 so far.
What metric that I like?
The being right, like the literal top 20 players.
I don't know. I think defense is a little. I don't know if Carmelo is this high anymore. I think Kevin Love is better than Carmelo.
Number 15 on the Slam. He's gonna be mad when he finds the Joey Burbs rankings.
I mean, Kobe was mad about his ranking last year. Like I don't care what Carmelo thinks.
Well, hopefully he doesn't listen to the podcast.
I mean, look, like I think Carmelo's still a good player. I should say that. But I mean, and I care about his opinions on a great many things. I'd love to talk to you, Carmelo. But I'm not interested in why Carmelo. Well, I am interested in why, but it's not going to stop me from putting Carmelo lower than this. Like, I think Kevin Love is.
You would put him lower than 17?
Yes.
Higher.
Lower. Well, yeah. Farther down.
Okay.
Because he's never been a great defender. And he ends up injured every single year. He's old now. He's aged like way more dramatically than LeBron.
He needs to bring the cornrows back.
I would be not opposed. Him and Kristaps could both rock him again. They've both had cornrows before.
I wonder how Kristaps will be. If he'll be like really good.
I'm just so thankful that they got Kurt Porn Tweets Rambis out of there. Because he wanted to play him at the three. And I'm just like, Kurt, you need to stop. Someone stop this guy. Put him back on Twitter and let someone else coach the team. That was horrible.
Is he on
like,
Twitter now again, at least?
I don't know if he was ever off Twitter. They like
0 for 2 in coaching and Twitter. That's a swift L.
No, I mean, I think Kevin Love is better on both ends than Carmelo Anthony in 2016-17.
Agreed.
I have Kevin Love a tier up.
Okay. I can definitely agree with that. I personally like Kevin Love more than probably DeMarcus Cousins or Draymond Green, to be honest with you. But
you know, I'm close to that. I really am. I really like Kevin. Like, I think Kevin Love is probably the most underrated player in the NBA. Like, Kevin Love can, like, he's not a horrible defender, like everyone thinks he is. He looks bad sometimes, but I don't even think he looks that bad at defense. I think he looks like tall and white with shitty hair.
Slow and white, which is not a good combination, trust me.
No, but like he's not Dirk out there.
Is like, Dirk he's like stereotypically really bad? I don't even know.
Dirk is like take a really slow guy and then take away one of his legs, and that's Dirk right now.
I mean, I know him, but I just didn't know like if defensively he was.
No, yeah, he is. That's always Dirk's like Dirk and Nash together is like crazy that team like stopped anyone. Like they're both known as non-defenders essentially. What's and Kevin Love gets scooped in this. He worked with the Warriors.
Ooh, maybe that was what caused it.
Maybe. He does a Team Canada thing, too.
Does he play?
No. I think he's involved, though.
That'd be sick.
Have you played?
That's what all these legends should do. Just play once every 4 years in the Olympics. Like, if they're not in America, you know what I mean?
Do you remember, like, they did, like, an old man game like, a few years ago. I remember Dikembe played.
Dikembe probably just sat in the paint, wagged his finger.
He did a finger wag. I can confirm. I think Hakeem played, too, and he did a dream shake. It was fun. That's the thing about basketball.
One of the more underrated players ever.
Yeah. No one profited more off Jordan's absence than Hakeem.
Very true. If he played not in the Jordan era, he would have had quite a bit more love and championships. Speaking of love.
Oh.
That's what I do. I rhyme.
Let's talk about Jimmy.
Let's.
If we're looking at how they're going to perform this year, is that the list?
No.
No, just how good they are, like, in a vacuum?
I suppose, yeah.
Okay, then I have Jimmy this high. If you look at how good he'll be this year, I don't have him on this list. He's going to be bad there.
I agree.
Their situation is so bad. I talked about this on Win in Six.
Yeah, I mean, like, the situation they're in is clearly no one's going to be able to hit a jump shot. It's just going to be Rondo and Jimmy Butler and Wade just driving and kicking it out to each other, and then eventually the shot clock runs out.
They can bring in MCW for bench relief to do the exact same thing.
Tony Snell gone.
Give me a quick grade for the Bucks on that right now. I graded this trade today.
B.
I gave him a B+.
I was going to say B+, honestly.
The fit is so good.
Yeah, and with Middleton down, they needed something there.
Yeah, it was a good deal for the Bucks. People think I saw people saying it was a bad deal for both teams. It's a horrible deal for the Bulls. Like, they have no use for – they have five guys who does what he do already. Who does what he does. That just sounds like it's wrong. But anyway, who do what he does. That's what it should be.
Who do what he does?
Yeah, five guys who do what he does. What it do?
Do what it do. But
I like Jimmy. I think Jimmy is
– in a vacuum, Jimmy Butler's probably the second best two guard in the NBA.
Harden, Jimmy?
Both ways, I meant. I mean, like –
oh,
I'd probably go Klay Thompson, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, I mean, people are saying Harden might be a point guard now.
Solid.
We need to stop positions in the NBA. It needs to be ball handlers, like wings, forwards, centers. Maybe not even centers. Maybe rim protectors.
Just like, it sounds like a caveman game. It sounds so much less organized.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, is it?
I like
is
the
it,
beard you're rocking right now, too. While
thanks.
Caveman.
Yeah. It's so easy a caveman could do it, hosting a podcast.
Brought to you by, was that Geico?
No, that's not real. That's not official. Okay. Disregard that. Right. But like, is calling Giannis Antetokounmpo a small forward really? Like, does he play like a – not really.
Is LeBron James anything?
No. He's a –
whatever he wants.
To unicorn. Be.
Best player ever.
Like, here's my thing about LeBron. It's so weird because, like, you'll say, like, is LeBron the greatest? And I'll say, no. It's like, whatever. Jordan will probably forever be regarded as that. But if there was an NBA fantasy draft, like, you just can pick players, like, from any time period, I take LeBron first because you can literally fit, like, any four players, like, who play positions around him and it'll work.
Right.
Like, you could put LeBron and Kobe on the same team, and it would work.
Put Jordan on Kobe.
No, exactly. That's my point. Like, you can take LeBron first, and no, you could go small or big or another wing, and they can be any play style with your next pick, and they'll fit.
So what you're saying is he's the greatest of all time, and I don't want to hear anything else.
I'm saying he is – there's never been a player as versatile as him. He took what Magic Johnson could do to the next level.
Yes.
And it's like that's an under-recognized part of how good he is. Like, you could play him at any of the five positions and he would still be great.
Absolutely. He would be the best power forward like no matter where you put him, he would be dominating.
Right, like, now. It would be stupid to start him at shooting guard for 82 games.
But he could.
But you can slide him any way you want. Like, you could play him with big guys if you just happen to have a lot of big guys. And you could let him handle the ball.
See how he would do it center. Like, if you consistently put him on the block offensively and defensively.
I mean, it's a minute today. how many guys are really backing you down these days?
Yeah, I guess.
And like the Magic have half of them?
Yeah, true.
So, I mean, I think you'd be fine. Like, there's not that many centers who are going to be like going like the Bucks are starting Miles Plumlee. Like Miles Plumlee's not going to roast LeBron like barbecue chicken in the post.
Very true.
That's why small ball works now. There's less big centers. We skip LaMarcus Aldridge.
I don't care. I have nothing to say about him.
He's just a friend of the podcast. Shea Serrano thinks they're going to trade him. A lot of people do. Zach Lowe wrote this too.
I read that today.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to trade him?
I'm not. I have no information that would say yes or no in my mind right now. So sure.
You have. What's your gut feeling?
I like the fit with them. I don't think it's. Everyone says it's like a bad fit. Not everyone, obviously, but I don't think it's like detrimental to the team at all.
No, I mean, I mean, if there's anyone who could make it work, it's Greg fucking Popovich.
Watch your language.
All right. I shouldn't take the coaching Lloyd's name in vain.
True.
I don't know. I mean, I think they could make... I hate the Pau Gasol signing.
Yeah, I don't really know exactly what that accomplished. I guess you got to replace Tim Duncan, but...
I guess Pop's like trying to put like his defense... like he's trying to put his coaching on hard mode. Like, all right, it's been too easy. Let's try to make this a little harder.
Possible.
Or just as many guys who aren't strong defenders. Like, it's going to be a weird year. I think it's going to be a little bit of a transition year for them. I think they're going to keep LaMarcus, though. Like, I don't know. Like, I think he's one of their guys that they're building around. He is 5 years older than Kawhi, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, clearly he's the number one guy.
But he's 5 years older than Kawhi.
How old's Kawhi? 24?
Something 24, 25. Maybe even 26. LaMarcus might be 31.
Who doesn't really know anything? I know a lot about NBA. I got to give myself some pub right now.
I told you do.
Somebody LaMarcus signed me.
To do what? You want to write for about the Bucks?
Not the Bucks. I don't have enough hot takes for the Bucks, and I can't.
Yeah, LaMarcus is 31. So I mean, I wouldn't be shocked. I don't know. I don't know what trade happens.
Never be higher.
No, it won't. That's what Zach Lowe wrote. It's like, if there was a time to trade him, it'd be now. And, what about the Bulls?
Rajon Rondo for LaMarcus Aldridge.
No, it would be Jimmy Butler. The Spurs would want Jimmy Butler.
That'd be sick. Jimmy Butler like, and the Spurs is perfect.
Jimmy Butler and Kawhi is your 2 and 3. Think of that defense.
It would just be traps at half court.
I wonder if that could be a thing.
Until Tony Parker starts playing, and then it just opens the red.
They have Patty Mills now. They'll be fine. That would be fun. LaMarcus for Butler would be fun.
Patty Mills is one of my favorite backups in the league.
He might start. Like, he might. He's good. Yeah. He was good in the Olympics. I love the Olympics.
Shout out, Deli.
Yeah. Shout out, Mr. Lob.
True.
Oh, there's one more. Tristan Thompson is always good. I wish we got to see him play in the Olympics.
True.
We got to talk about Cat, Karl Anthony Towns.
He's a man.
You think he's going to be good enough for the Timberwolves to make the playoffs? I don't think so.
Probably not, yeah. I mean, Andrew Wiggins is coming along nicely also. Zach LaVine, probably overrated, but still doing good things.
The thing about Zach LaVine is like he's not very good right now, but he's also like 19 or 20. Like, I believe in Zach LaVine, and they tried to play him out of position all year.
I think I had a tweet like 2 or 3 years ago that like Zach LaVine was going to be super good in 3 years. I'm gonna go find.
Where did he play in college?
Oh, it was at UCLA. UCLA, that was it.
Yeah, he only played 1 year.
Yep.
Obviously, because he's so young. Yeah, I like Zach LaVine. The thing about me is I don't think they're going to be good yet because Towns is great. Like, Towns is already a great player in this league, which is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, outside of him, there's no one who I look at and say that is another very good player. Andrew like, Wiggins Ray, is he's getting there, but not. I don't think he's there yet.
Right. Ricky Rubio, no. Not in 2016.
Yeah, Ricky Rubio as well. I'm always so stuck on Ricky Rubio because I truly believe you can find a way for any player who's talented enough to work well. But like, how far do you want to go to do that? Is the question. Like, how?
Right.
Like, I don't know who is like. I don't know if Ricky Rubio is worth building around. And I think you have to have a team like if not made specifically for him, that happens to work really well for him, for him to work. Like non-shooting point guards are tough.
Did you watch him in the Olympics? Like he was not very good in the games I saw.
He wasn't, which is, I mean, it's, I don't know. Like Rubio is a good defender. He's obviously a really good passer. But like Rubio would need to play with guys who are just like knockdown shooters. And like Towns can shoot. Towns can shoot, which helps him a lot. But like Wiggins isn't really there yet. Levine's good. And their four spot is kind of a mystery right now. It might end up being Bielica. It might be him. It might be Bielica or whatever. I can't say his name at all. But their four spots, like they have a lot of unproven guys who I like in terms of upside. But there's going to be lumps because they're so young.
I miss Tyus Jones.
What happened to Tyus Jones?
Nothing really. I just miss him.
He won't play, so you're going to have to miss him because they got Rubio and Dunn. Yeah.
Oh, I love Chris Dunn.
I like Chris Dunn a lot.
I forgot about him.
But again, it's like Chris Dunn is not someone. Like if they started him, like you're not going to win a lot with a rookie point guard.
Yeah, I agree.
It takes point guards time. I do too. I like Chris Dunn.
Rookie of the year is going to be Buddy Hield.
Yeah, I said this already for sure.
Wow,
him or Embiid, but there's too many centers in Philly. I think for Embiid.
Too many centers, baby.
Yeah, Hield's going to get. I'm so excited to watch Hield and Anthony Davis just take all the shots in New Orleans.
Hield might go for like 61 game just because he shoots all the time.
Yeah, he's a chucker. I was so sad he had that horrible game in the tournament.
I was at that game.
Oh, yeah, you were.
I was at the
Who'd they play again?
I was at the championship game, too. Craziest game ever.
Did they lose to Providence? Or not Providence. Who won?
Oklahoma against either Carolina or who won it? Villanova. Holy crap.
Villanova, that's who I meant.
Yeah. Crazy final game. That was unreal. I also was at the NBA Finals. Have I been on the pod since then?
I think right after.
Okay, you're right.
I think, yeah, because we talked about LeBron. And we were just like so caught up.
Just get the whole trifecta.
So the thing is, like, Super Bowl tickets are ridiculously expensive.
Got the plug.
You do have the plug. You got to take me with to something. I want to go to a thing.
Fly down to Houston.
Yeah, it's simple. I'll just, you know, hey Joey, I'm here. Do you have tickets?
I got a couch for you.
That's all I need.
I got like a very, very soft MyPillow that I would loan you.
Okay. As long as I can use it while I'm there.
I got you.
Let's talk about Towns a little more.
Uh-oh.
Someone asked me, we do a mailbag upon the Buck Pass now. Like a written one, and I'm doing it. And please send me questions on Fridays. I tweet it out. So do that, loyal listeners.
Do it now.
But someone asked me if you could take any player right now and stick him on the Bucks just put him on the Bucks basically. Who would you take? And like you know, when someone asks you something like that, your first thought is like, man, like how good would Steph Curry? How much fun would Steph Curry or LeBron? I didn't think LeBron just because like. You can put him with any players, but like pairing him with two other forwards, none of whom can shoot very well, is pushing it. Like they'd still be good. It's LeBron, but I mean that's like there's not enough room for all three of those guys.
You'd make room, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's excessive seeing how far LeBron can. That might be a team he plays center on, honestly. But anyway,
true. I forget the question.
It was. Like, if you could take any player and put him on the Bucks. And, you know, I'm thinking, like, oh, Steph Curry. Like, how fun would Steph be on the Bucks? Then, I really thought, stopped to think about it. And I was like, why would I not put Karl Anthony Towns on the Bucks? Like, if you think, like, contractually, you'll have control of him for the next, like, 9 years.
For 1 year forever.
I took it as forever.
Probably Steph Curry.
Towns. Like, I don't see many scenarios where in 3 years, Towns isn't one of the best five players in the NBA.
I agree. But I also don't see where Steph Curry isn't, probably.
Here's the difference. In 3 years, Steph Curry will be making $35 million, and Towns will probably be getting like $8
million.
So that'll be like the last year of his rookie. I mean, you have to.
Just straight up players, though. I mean, Steph in 3 years is 31 or 32 or something.
You'd go with Steph?
Yeah, I mean, Steph is
I'd go with Towns. I mean, look, Steph,
especially
you're getting
the NBA
like
where the threes are getting even more dominant.
Towns can shoot them. Look, Towns is like 21.
Steph Curry shooting.
Like, Towns will be great for 10 years, at least.
Steph's got 8 in him, and he's already at superstar.
If Steph has 8 in him, then Towns has 20.
You don't think Steph's got 8 years till he's 36?
I think that it's like LeBron is one of the very, very, very few players who stay even close to that level by the time they're past like 34.
Steph Curry's game is just not built on athleticism.
Some of it is. He'll be able to shoot. Like, he gets open, though. Like, he gets open with how fast he is. And he drives really well, too. Like, I think he'll still shoot, like, 45% from three in 5 years. But I don't think he's going to make 400 threes.
Oh, no.
And, I mean, he needs to
make. He will never have a year as good as he did last year.
No, but, I mean, he can make, like, 300.
We'll see.
That's one less per game. A little more than that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if he made 300. I mean, they're gonna destroy teams.
They're gonna murder teams. It's not even gonna be fun in the fourth quarter. None of them are gonna play in the fourth quarter.
No, if you go to see the Warriors, you're paying for like a half and a couple, like 6 minutes.
If they actually play, like they won't because they don't care. But they legitimately could win 75 to 80 games.
I wanted to bring this up. I'm glad we got here. I was just listening to the Low Post with Jeff Van Gundy. The Low Post is always awesome.
Shout out Jeff Van Gundy. He came to our practice a few times.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get to talk to him at all?
I shook his hand a couple times. Voice crack. Holy crap.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Shook his hand a few times and I didn't like talk to him in depth. But
there's like a list of like 7 people that I would love to have on this podcast. And like I like one spot I have. What?
Am I one of them?
I'm talking about like dream guests. So obviously, yeah. So it's Joey Burbs. And then, like, in one of the spots, I have both the Van Gundys. It'd be separate episodes because I will not do a podcast with 3 people on Timeout with Ty. It's
like
a one-on-one.
Rules? Okay.
It is. And I've actually thought about it. Like, I've had moral, like, dilemmas. Like, what if, like, Steph and Clay said they would come on, but only if it was both? I don't know what I would do.
Better put them both on.
Obviously. That's one of those rules I would break in a heartbeat if I had to.
So what you're saying is you're morally weak.
Yes. I am American.
Very true.
That was some scathing social commentary on Time on Tie. And then followed up by a hip hop noise, which is necessary. Let's do the last 5. So we can meander on off without feeling bad.
About something else about basketball. I'm done with basketball. Kyle Lowry, John Wall, DeMar DeRozan, Marc Gasol, Dwight Howard. Kyle Lowry probably could have been higher had he finished the year a little better, but was pretty much.
Do you want to hear my Kyle Lowry like hot take?
Absolutely.
Kyle Lowry is like, if we're talking 2K ratings and how we do players, Kyle Lowry is at heart like a 83, but he plays harder than everybody else for the regular season, so he looks like an 88. And then like the playoffs and the end of the season come around, and he's just worn out.
Yeah, I agree with that a little bit. Kyle Lowry should be like a cornerback at Miami University. I don't know.
The U?
Yeah. John Wall. I don't want to talk about John Wall. I've got nothing to say. DeMar DeRozan, king of the pull-up game. Marc Gasol, when he's not hurt, is sick. And Dwight Howard, we talked about for an hour.
Yeah. Well, I have one more Dwight anecdote. Did you see – you probably didn't. They did the NBA GM survey today.
Yep.
And Giannis surpassed Gasol as the best international player.
I did see that. I did.
That's interesting.
I wouldn't put him top 25 yet, but definitely on the brink.
I think so too. I think after this year, if he plays like he did at the end of last year, he'll be there. But I don't have him yet there either. I don't really like. Well, John Wall is just one of those. But like, I don't.
John Wall's Ben Mahitch, like, just like, I totally understand people not liking him, and I totally understand people really liking him.
I love John Wall. But I don't know if he's one of the best 25 players.
I respect that.
I'm just not.
I just don't know who I would even put in there over him.
Well, I was going to say, like, the biggest one I see missing here, well, the biggest two are the former Atlanta Hawks front court, Al Horford, Paul Millsap.
Who I discussed with you was right on the edge.
Yeah, yeah. And I would include either of them over the bottom 4.
Okay.
I think Lowry belongs because, I mean, it's his heart is worthwhile. Like, it's like you have to factor that in. He's going to play hard as hell. And he's good. I'm not saying he's bad. But I just think, like, I think, like, in December, not many guys are trying harder than Kyle Lowry.
Who's smarter than Kyle Lowry then?
No one. Like LeBron.
I'm just saying, like, if he's not, he's trying harder than everybody. Who's smarter than him?
Well, I mean, there, to a certain extent, you should obviously always play hard. And I don't watch every Kyle Lowry game. This is just like a theory I have. Like, someone could debunk this, and I wouldn't lose sleep. But like, if I'm LeBron, I would take a week or 2 week long vacation every single year.
Yeah, that'd be ideal.
Like, why? Yeah. Why not? They're not gonna miss the playoffs. They're not gonna finish outside of the top one, maybe top two.
Pretty weak at the bottom of the 7-8.
Exactly. I mean, you look at, like, the best thing to happen to the Patriots was Tom Brady catching that 4-game suspension, because he comes into week 5 like it's week 1. Like, he takes 4 less weeks of punishment.
That's an interesting take, for sure.
I think they're going to win the Super Bowl because he's going to be the freshest quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers has been struggling, man.
Oh, my God. Should we talk about this? Wait, let me do my Dwight thing first.
I don't really want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. What else you got? Sorry, go ahead with your Dwight.
So, this is from the network piece. And it's about how, like, guys just trick Dwight. And this is what Draymond Green said about – this was in April when the Warriors blew out Houston in the playoffs in game 1 in the first round. This is Draymond Green's quote. We talked about how, like, people always say Dwight needs to play in the post more, even though he shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Draymond says, "I was surprised they didn't go into Dwight earlier. The big fellow was ready for his post sessions, but the first 6 minutes he probably didn't get a touch." Like, that's genius.
That's him trying to demand it next game.
Dwight, of course, I'll read the next paragraph from the piece straight up. Dwight, of course, couldn't help himself. Quotes, "I thank Draymond for saying that," he said the next day at practice, before saying, "It actually didn't matter. If I get the ball, if I don't get the ball, if I score 2 points or if I score 30, I got to go out there and play as hard as I can as long as I'm on the floor. That's all that really matters." Then, a few weeks later, Dwight would be on television lamenting his lack of involvement in Houston's offense.
Yeah.
They tricked him.
Not the best situation there.
I wish teams would try that more. Just reverse psychology.
God, I hate Draymond Green so much.
It worked in that case. Well, it didn't matter what Draymond said or didn't say. But like, teams got to be like, man, I can't believe Shumpert's not getting more shots. Shumpert looks great.
Deli is not on the floor enough. Kyrie Irving is destroying them.
Why is Sean Livingston not taking more threes?
I want more hot takes. Mo Spates needs to go down low more.
Is Mo Spates your hot take in himself?
Is Mo Spates passing enough? The answer is always
Mo Spates. Buckets.
Mo Buckets. If Mo ever passes, it's a miracle.
That's not what he's there for. I love that he took the last shot in game 7 of the 2016 NBA Finals.
It was over, and he still shot.
There's bucket getters in this. There are bucket getters in this league, Joey, and Mo Spates is one of them. I love Mo Spates.
Absolutely one of them. One of my favorite moments is when he tried to dunk it in last year's finals, and he like got rejected by the rim at 6'9".
That was early in the series, wasn't it?
Yep.
Because I remember like the Warriors laughed about that, and by like game 5, they were not laughing at anything.
Man, could have been too.
Was last year like maybe the best playoffs ever?
In my lifetime, I guess. I guess I've never been as invested in a playoffs as I was this last playoffs.
I mean, I just think like if you look at, I mean, the East side was boring, but like you look at. What'd you say?
I was singing. Sorry.
Oh no, that's fine. I encourage singing, but like the OKC Warriors series was fantastic.
Absolutely.
And so was Warriors Cavs. Like, and honestly, so was, here's the forgotten one, Spurs Thunder.
That is a forgotten one. That's true.
LaMarcus dropped like 60 in game 1, and the Thunder lost by like 50 points. And everyone was like, including me, the series is over. Like, they can't come back. And then they did.
You hit him with a hot take too early.
I did. I mean, I was like, oh, I'm sold on LaMarcus. Like, he's going to be great. And then he didn't do much in like the end of the series, and then they lost. The Spurs have had some heartbreakers since winning that title.
Remember Chris Paul, the one-legged floater?
Yeah, remember. Right, yeah, that was the shot right over Duncan. Duncan was like 2 inches short of blocking that.
He had like a pulled hamstring or something. Was just
oh, I mean, one of his legs was not working for that series, and he just and for his whole last year, and he was still one of like the 20 best defensive players in the NBA.
Chris Paul's dope.
He punches a lot of nuts.
Does he? Is he a nut puncher?
Yeah. Oh, Google it. He's gotten some like full like pullback swing.
Worse than Draymond?
I think he's little, so he gets away with it more.
Okay, fair enough.
But he's absolutely like if you had an all cheap shot team, he's your point guard.
Probably goes.
And then you start Deli at two.
Yep, it goes Chris Paul, Deli. At the three, we probably go
Matt Barnes.
I was just gonna say that Matt Barnes.
Matt Barnes,
Draymond for sure. Five. Probably Cousins, right?
I don't know if he's. I'm trying to think now of
Or Dwight. Probably Dwight. Dwight just does stupid things sometimes. They're not even like inconspicuous.
Yeah. I feel like there's one we're missing for the big guys. I think there's someone we're just not thinking of.
And when we both think, we're like, oh.
Yeah, it'll probably be like 3 days from now. Yeah, that's a pretty good team now. Boogie hates Chris Paul. There's a fun fact for you if you didn't know that.
I did not know that.
It's because of the antics, the nut punching, the whining.
Top three cutest kids in the NBA used to be Chris Paul's little kid.
Was there ever
I'm not saying
you. Was it ever not D Rose's kid?
That is not a good looking kid. It looks just like D Rose, and D Rose is not a good looking dude. You're not going to tell me D Rose is a good looking dude. I'm going to end this podcast right now.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to stop. I will not defend D Rose in any capacity, but D Rose's son. With his little hat is adorable.
That's there's a solid picture. I know what you're talking about, but like
yes,
the whole that is not like a very cute family.
The Currys are perfect.
Oh my gosh,
it bothers me. Do you know?
It's hard to like hate him because I was hating him. Like I was not a fan of Steph towards the end there because I didn't want him to be LeBron. But then you just look at
Lil Riley. There's another one now too. Here's the problem: is people might lose respect for me for this, but like. Aisha, his wife, Aisha Curry, has done like these like husband tag videos. Like they've done like trivia of each other. Mm-hmm. And I watch them all and I've seen them all multiple times.
Shout out.
Like the Curry family is.
She does the most sometimes. I'm not going to lie. At the end of the final.
That tweet was horrible. The tweet was horrible. Like there's no defending that. I want to get her cookbook.
I can.
Like Steph and her, like they're so cute. I'm so happy for them. That's basketball's first family. Sorry, LeBron. LeBron's family was never really in the limelight. LeBron's family was never in the limelight like Steph's family.
Agreed.
I think LeBron wants it that way.
Yeah, as you should.
Yeah, I don't think there's a problem with that. But I mean,
LeBron
I think
retires. Like, my new favorite player is going to be LeBron Jr.
This is my favorite tweet I've ever seen. So it was a picture of a quote from a headline, and it was like you know, LeBron doesn't want. Like to be associated with his son or whatever, you know. He said something along those lines. Like he doesn't want his son to like be like too ingrained with him. Like he doesn't do a certain thing or whatever.
But he named and then, LeBron Jr.
Yeah, it was like, hey, bro, who this guy, LeBron James Jr. Like, all right, LeBron. LeBron is one of the most like complicated like stars. I think
we just analyze every single thing he does.
Oh, of course we do. And like, of course we do.
If anyone in the world was scrutinized like that, we'd also be like, why is he like this one day and not like this the other day? Like,
I'll never forget his super awkward Batman Instagram picture.
Oh, yeah, where he took the picture in front of the mirror.
Yeah, there was that. And there was like, one time he posted like an animated like Batman like thing with like some like really like feeling himself caption. And it's just like, come on, LeBron, like what social media manager approved this?
Feeling myself.
That's an underrated song.
It's properly rated.
Is it rated highly?
I mean, I feel like everybody, you knew what I was saying right away.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing is like, I live in Oshkosh a lot of the year and
get me a show up in Oshkosh.
I could, but people up here, because you never come to visit me.
What are you talking about?
I just got too personal. We'll talk about this later. We won't do this right now.
If you can say something to me, you can say it to the pod listeners.
No, I mean, I just like logistics. You want to talk about logistics on the podcast?
No. What are you going to say?
Now I forgot.
Well, that seems
what were we talking about?
I don't even remember.
I think I had a LeBron thing, but whatever.
James Jr.
He's pretty good, right?
I don't know.
Are you as obsessed with LeBron's family as I am with Steph's family?
No way.
No?
You're pretty obsessed. You've gone through the wife's Instagram pictures.
Videos.
So not only
did I say Instagram? I meant YouTube.
Okay, but still, like, for you to do that, that means you didn't just, like, go through some pictures. You, like, clicked videos, watched the videos with volume. And like,
obviously. I make my friends watch them.
See, that's a level I'm not at with Prince.
I brought a girl over and put on one of the videos and we watched it together.
Netflix and, oh, wait, watch Steph Curry and chill.
Yeah. I mean, no, to be fair. to be fair, we're not going to talk about that. To be fair. There was nothing weird that happened. I want to make that clear. That's not what I mean. There was nothing odd or unusual or salacious that happened during the video. Word. Yeah, it's underrated. I'm sweating.
I got you on the hot seat now.
I like when the questions are turned on me, but not in this way. She is a public figure, though. It's not like I stalk someone with 200.
You're dating verified people. I see.
No, I'm talking about Aisha.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, I'm talking about Aisha. I would never air my business like that on a podcast. I would never name a name.
Does she listen? That's all I want to know. Yes or no?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
All right. We'll drop
it. We haven't talked in a while.
So it didn't go well.
I don't think it was Aisha's fault.
Okay. We'll get into the details later.
Yeah, that'll be the next episode. That'll be 151.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Next time I'm on the podcast, I want to do a relationship episode. I want a mailbag of people asking questions.
That would be fun. Ben Mahitch and I talked about relationships a little bit, and it was fun.
Let's do it.
Here's a quick preview to the people of how that would go. Would you break up with a girl over text?
No.
Ben did, and I was like, "You're a savage." And he told me about how dumb this girl was, and I was like, "All right."
If you've only, I feel like there's like a time limit. Like if you've been dating for like a week or like a month, maybe. You can probably do it in a less sophisticated way. But if it's someone you actually cared about, you probably should at least
call. Well, yeah, I think that's how it was with him. I don't want to get sued by Ben.
Have we talked about any music? I feel like we haven't.
No. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
What are you listening to right now? Like, what's your – because, like, is that's – here, even more abstract than that. How does your rotation work? Because, like, for me, I'll have, like – a few albums or playlists that I listen to like a lot at a time. And then when I need a break or when I'm feeling like a very specific mood is when I'll like dip back and be like, ooh, I want to listen to like Joey Burbs today.
Right.
Like, and I'll listen to Joey Burbs all day.
Always a great decision, by the way. I feel like I kind of go like song by song. I used to be a huge playlist guy. I had a SoundCloud playlist, a private playlist of like 300 songs. I would just shuffle.
Oh, wow.
Play. But I feel like recently I talk to Siri. I'll just be like, Siri, play Goosebumps by Travis Scott.
Okay.
I feel like it kind of just like the song comes to me and I listen to that one song a few times that day. It's not.
Yeah, really I'll do that. For me, like I've listened to Long Live the Chief by Jidenna like 4 or 5 times today. Have you heard that song?
I have not.
Have you seen Luke Cage? Obviously not. It's on there.
Nope.
You got to watch Luke Cage.
I don't know. I'm trying to think what's in my rotation as far as like popular songs that people would know.
I've been listening to
Travis Scott album is really good. I love the song Solo by Frank Ocean. I think that's
yeah
songs of the year.
I love Self Esteem. I've been listening to that Frank album a lot.
It's a solid album. Not as good as Channel Orange. I listened to Channel Orange yesterday. And
I like this one better.
Oh, bro.
For me, Channel Orange is a little hit and miss. Like I don't like every song on Channel Orange.
I think I know every word to every song on Channel Orange.
Like, I think the highs are higher on Channel Orange. Like, I think, like, it was overplayed, but Thinking About You is still, like, a phenomenal, phenomenal song.
I think I just
perfect song
way too many times in my life.
Yeah, that happens.
I think head-to-head, no way. Like, it's so much more empty than Channel Orange Blonde is.
Yeah, it's fun, though. I like it.
I'll agree to disagree there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Your opinion there.
We have different music tastes.
But not too different where we can't talk about it, which is
no, weird. No. But it's like you're a huge Kanye guy. I like Kanye. I miss my beautiful dark twisted fantasy Kanye so much. Even before that, really. What album was Can't Tell Me Nothing on?
Graduation.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite Kanye song. That's my favorite. Yeah, that's my favorite Kanye song for sure.
What's your favorite Kanye album? Is it Graduation?
No, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Okay. I love that album. But Graduation's probably like second. Do we count Watch the Throne?
No.
No? Okay, then. Yeah, probably like those two. I've Yeezus has grown on me.
It goes for me. Late Registration, number one.
Can you give me a highlight track? Because I'm not that familiar with his discography.
Oh, man.
So like, what are the best couple songs off Late Reg?
Heard Him Say, Touch the Sky, We Major. Drive Slow.
Have I told you every time Digger. Touch the Sky plays, I get excited for a second. I'm like, oh my God, Joey Burp's on. And then it's Kanye and I'm sad. That's a good song. Did you delete that from the internet?
Yeah.
Stop doing that.
It's not good. Why would I
stop doing that? I have Renaissance. I'm going to leak Renaissance, man.
I mean, if you have it, I'm glad you have it. Like,
Did I tell you I had to go out of my way to get it?
Did you? How'd you get it?
All right. So this is the story of how I stole Renaissance Mad from the grave.
Okay. So those who don't know, Renaissance Man is my first mixtape I put out when I was like 19. Like,
and it's good. And I'm going to leak it online, just so you know.
Go for it.
But here's the thing. So Joey releases Renaissance Man. What was that? Our freshman year of college?
Yep.
So was that, what, 2014?
2013, 14, one of those two.
I think it was 14. So I think it was second. I remember listening to it on repeat with my roommate. Yeah, it was April 14, 2014. Because I remember listening, like, I was like, and my roommate was like, wow, this is actually ill. Like, this guy's actually good. And I was like, I know.
Thank you.
Shout out Chandler Everett. Shout out Dub.
Shout out you. You've been honestly my biggest promoter and fan of stuff. You've been
absolutely
day one. Even when I was horrible.
I still like your early shit too. But anyway, I have that too. But let me get to the story.
Sorry.
So, I mean, I was bumping it. I was listening to it. And then, you know, I went a little while without listening to it. Because that's how music goes for me.
Right.
Like, I have not listened to... No, I've been on a Drake kick lately, but like J. Cole is one of my favorite rappers, and I've not listened to a J. Cole track in months. Like, I just go in cycles.
Same.
And then I go to listen to it, and like there was a couple cycles, like on and off, whatever. It was off for a while. And I'm like, oh, I want to listen to Renaissance Man right now. And I go to my phone, and it's not on my new phone. And I go to my computer. At the time, I just gotten a new Dell computer, and I've since upgraded again. Flexing with the MacBook now.
I see you.
It's so nice. But... So I'm on my new at the time computer, and I'm like, oh, it's not here yet either. I just got this. I'm like, all right, well, I'll just go re-download it. And I go to Joey's SoundCloud page. It's not there. He took it down.
Yep.
He took down a lot of old stuff. And I'm like, uh-oh. I go to like check like all like DatPiff everywhere. No, it's gone. It's gone from the internet.
Took it off.
I message Joey. I'm like, yo, where's Renaissance Man? I need it. He's like, I took it down. I don't even have it. Do you really have it?
I really do not. It's on my old computer, which – was destroyed.
Well, I have it. So I go back
songs that I don't have.
I go back to my old computer and I find it and other songs too that I downloaded from YouTube. Hold on, let me pull up my phone because I put them all on my phone.
There's gonna be the Wisco Livin' remix.
Wisco Livin' is on here. The
myself.
Yeah, that remix. I won't say what song it is.
Pumped Up Kicks.
Let's see all of them. Let's see how many I have because I don't think I have all the ones I want.
If you need any of them, hit me up. I'll find a way to get them.
Let's see. I'm going through here. I have a lot of
anyone listening.
Yeah, you got to DM him for the low key stuff.
Listen to the new stuff. You can go on Spotify. You can go on Apple.
Okay, here's what I have. I have the entirety of Renaissance Man with the album art.
Solid, great album art, by the way.
Oh, I do have it all. Wisco Livin', Synonyms, Pumped Up Kicks, and One Man Show. I have One Man Show.
One Man Show is still on the internet.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. On my YouTube.
That was your first one. Why you kept your first one but deleted like your third?
Yep.
Synonyms isn't bad.
Synonyms is horrendous.
Should I play it?
No, oh my God, I'll hang up right now.
I'm gonna make that the intro and outro music for this episode.
Oh my God. I hate you.
If I do that, do I lose the rights?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have asked.
I'm gonna strip away in demand.
No. You ain't the man till you.
You ain't the man until you in demand. You can listen on Spotify, all that stuff, joeyburbs.com, soundcloud.com/joeyburbs. Spotify, if you have a Spotify account, this is a serious one. Please go follow me, because if I get a certain amount of followers, I get verified, which is cool.
Oh, I don't. Hold on, let me follow you.
So if you have a Spotify, go follow Joey Burbs on SoundCloud.
I'm going to do it right now. Here's on Spotify. Yeah, follow him on SoundCloud too, though.
If you want, yeah.
I like how this is like the time I would do the outro, and you already covered the Joey Burbs part for me.
Joeyburbs.com.
I'm following you on SoundCloud. That's why I am following you. Spotify, okay. Spotify. I'll follow you on SoundCloud too.
If you want to follow me on Twitter @JoeyBurbs.
Do you want to do mine too?
I got you. Ty Windish. We can follow him @TyWindish. You can like his Facebook page, NBA, Ty Windish.
NBA, yeah.
He's on Grindr if you are looking.
I'm going to take back control now. Not on Grindr yet. But you can subscribe to Time Out with Ty on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. I think the terminology is follow me on SoundCloud, add me on Stitcher, and subscribe on iTunes.
I got what you meant.
But yeah, the gist is it's on the internet. And I tweet everything out. My Facebook page isn't as active as I would like just because I don't have time, which it sounds like. It
sucks, man.
I'm not a huge fan, but I'm not gonna diss Facebook. You're in business. You should know better than to diss Facebook.
They're not listening.
No one's going to find your Joey Burbs page on Facebook anymore. It's going to be lost in the algorithm.
Follow me on Twitter. Don't worry about Facebook.
Follow me on Twitter, too. Here's the one thing I was going to ask is if you listen – this is more to the audience, but you too, I suppose. If you listen to Time Out with Ty, let me know. Because like I don't know how many people listen to my podcast because I don't have the iTunes numbers or the Stitcher numbers. I think you can look those up, but I just haven't. So, like, I only see the SoundCloud numbers. So, either, like, subscribe or leave a review on whatever platform you use or tweet at me at Ty Windish, and I'll see it. I'm not big enough to not see all my mentions. So, at me and let me know what you think of the podcast. Could it be better? How could it be better? Do you like it?
Definitely be better.
I think it could be better, too.
Absolutely. Better guests.
That would just be you every week, right?
Pretty much.
You harassed me for this. I'm so happy.
I know. It's about time. I've asked you the last 3 days. It's like you asking me for new music, and then I put out a new song that day. I'm motivated now.
All right, here's my last question. When are we going to next see new Joey Burbs music?
I wrote a new one today.
Really?
It's called Margarita, or maybe Bad Memory. I'm not sure which one.
Oh, I remember us talking about the title.
Which you like the name Margarita better or Bad
Memory? I think I like Margarita.
Put it on the Time Out with Ty Twitter poll. See what the viewers think. They're going to decide the name of my next song.
That's fun. Okay. I'll tweet it out. That's all we got, though.
That's what we got coming up. Thank you so much for having me on. You know, I'm always a big supporter, big friend, big fan of everything you do.
Same to you. Since day one, I've been a Joey Burbs fan.
Since we were 14 years old at DHS, baby.
Do you remember Melk and Mocha?
Kind of.
That's a story for off the podcast.
Yeah, I don't think we should get into that.
No. But thanks for coming on. Absolutely. I'm a huge fan.
Thanks so much. Thanks, man. Take it easy.
Yeah, you too.